Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Sunday morning injury updates and lineup advice right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. What's up, everybody? Still a little sleepy from all that turkey. Wake up. It's time to set those lineups. Adam Azer and Heath Cummings here with your news updates on this Sunday morning. Okay, Justin Fields unlikely to play. I guess that doesn't change too much because we were, you know, at least if not expecting it, preparing for it. But your thoughts really quickly on the Bears passing game at the Jets and the Jets DST for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets DST is a top 10 option, and especially better in leagues where you get points for few yards, few points allowed, and less of an emphasis on turnovers. I'm not sure there will be a lot of passing in that game. Looks like it's going to be a very, very wet win, and the Jets won't have to do much to win. It was a little boost for David Montgomery. I wouldn't be surprised if he sees 20 rush attempts and maybe 5 catches. He might have 25 touches in this game now. I don't really like Darnell Mooney, and Cole Kmet is a desperation start at tight end. He's right in the Gerald Everett, Greg Dulcich range.
Speaking of weather, it looks like it's going to be pretty rainy in Cleveland as well. Are there any starts or sits you're recommending based on weather?
I have not really, like, I changed the pass rate in Chicago just because it was a combination of weather and Simeon not playing, so I didn't think the Jets would have to do much to win. I've not made much of a change in Cleveland. It looks like the wind's going to be right around 15 miles an hour, which is kind of the limit for where I would make a change. It's something, it may be a tiebreaker, but I haven't changed any rankings based on it.
Okay, it looks like the Jets-Bears game is the worst weather that we're going to see today. All right, that gets us to the injuries here. Isn't it great when your team's facing one of the worst run defenses in football and one of those running backs is out? So Raheem Mostert is out and Leonard Fournette is out. I mean, technically they're doubtful, but they're not expected to play. They might be declared out. I don't know. But Mostert and Fournette are not going to play. So Rashad White and Jeff Wilson, where are they in your rankings?
Wilson is a top 10, top 8 running back in all formats. I'm starting him over just about everyone, and he might be the number one running back for the entire week. Rashad White, I'm a little bit more skeptical of. I'm not as confident he'll have as many touches as Wilson, and I'm not as confident he'll be as efficient as Wilson. He is a number 2 running back in the 15 to 18 range.
All right, so what about like a Miles Sanders, Antonio Gibson, those types of players, or Rashad White?
Yeah, I've got White over both Sanders and Gibson.
Okay. Gus Edwards is expected to play. Who's your favorite Ravens running back?
It is Kenyon Drake, but neither of them are in my top 25 running backs. Drake is a high-end flex. Edwards, a touchdown-dependent flex who's better in non-PPR than full PPR.
Josh Jacobs is expected to play. He has a calf injury. Those can be pretty tricky injuries, so you might want to pick up Zamir White just in case Jacobs, you know, doesn't play, which is possible, or doesn't make it out of this game without re-injuring. Jamar Chase is out. I think you pretty much know what to do with T. Higgins. What about Tyler Boyd? Where did he end up for you at Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm going to just give him a free pass on his terrible game last week where he saw 7 targets and only caught 2 of them. He is a number 2 wide receiver, a low-end number 2 for Tyler Boyd in that wide receiver 20-ish range.
Mike Williams is out. All right, Josh Palmer, six games with 8 or more targets, 13 or more PPR fantasy points in 5 of those 6 games at Arizona. Josh Palmer or Tyler Boyd?
I will go with Josh Palmer over Tyler Boyd in full PPR. I'll go with Boyd over Palmer in non-PPR.
Debo Samuel is likely to play, but Allen Robinson is likely out. Does Allen Robinson's injury mean anything in fantasy?
I gave a boost in target share to Van Jefferson and Ben Skowronek, and I'm trying to scroll down and find where one of them is ranked in my rankings.
Keep going.
It's not in the top 48. I don't want to have anything to do with the Rams. The one exception might be Kyren Williams, just with the hope that some fourth quarter run in a absolute blowout.
Marquise Brown is going to play. Greg Dortch is likely out. Rondale Moore is out. Start or sit Marquise Brown?
I think you're probably going to start him if you don't have two wide receivers that you love. It's a little bit risky in his first game back from injury, but there is the potential. I mean, we know they've been throwing the ball 40 times a game, and now it's pretty much just Hopkins and Brown. These guys could both see 15 targets. They could certainly both see 10 if Marquise Brown is fully healthy. So he's in that wide receiver two range. It just is, how good do you feel about your second wide receiver?
I'm going to read a few questions here from the chat. Nico Collins or Darnell Mooney?
I will go with Nico Collins.
Miles Sanders, Latavius Murray, or Gus Edwards?
I have Latavius Murray the highest of that group.
Pick three out of this group: Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and James Conner. Ooh.
That is really tough. I would probably sit Godwin.
James Conner or Jeff Wilson?
Wilson.
And how about this one? DJ Moore, George Pickens, Paris Campbell, or Donovan Peoples-Jones? Who's your favorite?
I'll go with Paris Campbell.
All right. Thank you very much, Heath Cummings. Thank you all for watching and listening. Good luck. We will talk to you tonight when the games wrap up, about 8 p.m. Eastern or so. We'll give you the Sunday recap. Until then, let's go win some fantasy leagues. See you later, everybody.